disruption, from revolutionizing higher education to supporting artists who are driving change. Pathbreakers is available on podcast platforms.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies this morning, then clearing, much colder temperatures today with highs only in the upper 30s. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence with the wind chill. It feels like 14 degrees.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck. That might be harder to do once penny production stops next year. We'll talk about the prairie shortage already hitting some businesses. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. As you may have noticed, we've had some glitches from NPR this morning. Thanks for your patience as we're getting that ironed out. Once again, atomic radiation has created some giant monsters, and they're on the loose. That can only mean one thing. It's time for KPR's Next Cinema A Go-Go. Join us Friday night at Liberty Hall. We'll see The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, along with It Came From Beneath the Sea. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at the door at Liberty Hall. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Much colder temperatures today under partly sunny skies this morning, then clearing. We're looking for highs today only in the upper 30s. Winds from the north, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 30 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
His full screenwriting career, while his wife has been at home raising two kids, one of whom happens to have Down syndrome.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, Craig Thomas on Hollywood and parenting on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on KPR. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Then I hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, the 2026 midterm elections are a year away. We'll preview the midterms with Dole Visiting Fellow and journalist Jerry Seib. That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Partly sunny this morning, then clearing, much colder temperatures today with highs only in the upper 30s. It's 34 in Chanute, 30 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from BetterHelp.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR. Friday night, Liberty Hall, giant monsters on the loose. That can only mean one thing. It's time for KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go. Our enormous double feature includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, plus It Came from Beneath the Sea. Join us at Liberty Hall Friday night at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the door. You can find out more about KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go at our website, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8 o'clock.
Due to 6.9, there are two nuclear plants in the area, but public broadcaster NHK says no abnormalities have been reported. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A number of flights in and out of Kansas City are being canceled or delayed due to the government shutdown. Kansas City International Airport was not on the list of airports directed by the Federal Aviation Administration to reduce the number of flights, but flights in and out of KCI are still being affected. FlightsAware.com reports 17 flights were canceled yesterday, 60 flights delayed. So far today, 7 flights have been canceled, 4 flights delayed. 2 flights have already been canceled for tomorrow. The FAA announced last week it was reducing air traffic by 10% at 40 of the nation's busiest airports due to staffing shortages linked to the ongoing government shutdown. The vice mayor of Junction City was arrested yesterday. WIBW reports that Al Gordon was booked for aggravated assault and use of a deadly weapon. Gordon serves on the city commission. His term is set to expire in January 2026. An Arkansas City veteran is being honored more than 60 years after his service in the Vietnam War. KWCH reports that Clifford Gottlob received the Purple Heart at yesterday's Arkansas City Veterans Day parade. Gottlob served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam and was shot down over Laos in 1964. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim of a fatal hit-and-run accident. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that 20-year-old Elsa McGrain was a University of Kansas student from Omaha, Nebraska.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
Partly sunny skies this morning and clearing throughout the day. Much colder temperatures with highs only getting up to the upper 30s. Winds from the north, 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Clear and very cold overnight tonight with lows getting down to around 20. For tomorrow, highs in the lower 40s. It's 29 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Just keeps going up. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting musical memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Babar Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, officials in Mumbai say The growing pigeon population there is causing respiratory issues, and they have banned feeding the birds. But now, some pigeon lovers are fighting back. That story and more just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Don't wait. Get your tickets now for KPR's Big Band Christmas and join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out, so don't wait to get your tickets. Go to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. Then join us for our Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Find out more about Big Band Christmas at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves, applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
It is a little chilly out there this morning, not going to get a whole bunch warmer. Highs today only in the upper 30s. Winds from the north 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. It's 29 in Manhattan, 31 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
If supplies continue to dwindle, they say their food pantry could instead become a soup kitchen, offering at least one hot meal per day. For NPR News, I'm Adam Wagner in Tarboro, North Carolina.
This is NPR News.
Mexican singer Juan Gabriel sold millions of records and toured for decades to sold-out crowds before his death in 2016. Hey, hey. Netflix documentary series tells the story of his life in his own voice through tape shown for the first time, plus the latest on the government shutdown. Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Stephen Skeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at TopekaSymphony.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, if you went to Catholic school, you probably have some thoughts about this. What we can learn from nuns. We'll hear from two scholars about their new book, Convent Wisdom. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, the 2026 midterm elections are less than a year away. I'll visit with Dole Visiting Fellow and journalist Jerry Seib, previewing the 2026 elections.
Anybody who tells you they know what's going to happen is kidding you and probably kidding themselves, because the rules have all changed. The country's in a strange and very polarized place, and Donald Trump has changed all the rules and the norms.
That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Listeners who support this NPR station.
On this Old House Radio Hour, Elton Brown's blueprint for the perfect backyard cooking setup is easier.
It's a weed burner, and I will put a few sheet pan racks down on the ground and grow out a bunch of shrimp and just...
Plus, pop icon Susanna Hoffs didn't just buy a house. She reimagined a spec home into a sanctuary. That's this week on this Old House Radio Hour. Sunday morning at 10 on Kansas Public Radio.
Just 1 hour from now, and in the meantime, we've got more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up on KPR. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom.